My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British Army chaplain and college professor. March 12th, from the contemporary version. Total surrender. Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." Mark 10:28. Our Lord replies to this statement of Peter by saying that this surrender is for my sake and the gospel's. 10:29. It is not for the purpose of what the disciples themselves would get out of it. Beware of surrender that is motivated by personal benefits that may result. For example, I'm going to give myself to God because I want to be delivered from sin, because I want to be made holy. Being delivered from sin and being made holy are the result of being right with God. But surrender resulting from this kind of thinking is certainly not true nature of Christianity. Our motive for surrender should not be for any personal gain at all. We have become so self-centered that we go to God only for something from Him and not for God Himself. It is like saying, "No, Lord, I do not want you. I want myself. But I do want you to clean me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want you to be on display in your showcase so I can say, this is what God has done for me." Gaining heaven, being delivered from sin, and being made useful to God are things that should never even be a consideration in real surrender. Genuine total surrender is a personal sovereign preference of Jesus Christ Himself. Where does Jesus Christ figure in what we have a certain amount of our natural relationships? Most of us will desert Him with this excuse, "Yes, Lord, I heard you call me, but my family needs me and I have my own interests. I just can't go any further." See Luke 9:57-62. Then Jesus says, "You cannot be my disciple." Luke 14:26-33. True surrender will always be beyond natural devotion. If we will only give up, God will surrender Himself to embrace all those around us and will meet their needs, which are created by our surrender. Because of stopping anywhere short of total surrender to God, most of us have only a vision of what this really means, but never really, truly experience it. Here ends Oswald's reading. Then Peter began to say unto them, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." After regeneration and the true exercise of our faith, we are able to do true surrender to Christ. Faith is the fruits of things not seen, and it's Christ in us, fully grown, fully developed, that can give us true spiritual power.